Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Hello?
Juan?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. So what can I do for you? I saw you called in yesterday.
Yeah. So I'm calling about the... So I got some... when I spoke to, I forget who I spoke with when I first started with, you know, with the deal you guys was having going on.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that I can, because the guy that originally did the website, he never gave me, the permission to, I forget what he said. He never allows me to, be able to get in the website and do any change I want. And then one of you guys say that one of you guys say that you guys can do a whole new website.
Yep, we can.
Yeah. So the guy sent me the link, right? And then I was trying to, he said just out of the photos that requires like, photos of the trucks and stuff like that, like insurance and registration and all that. I mean,
yes.
I did send a couple of them, but I don't know if you guys still need more, because I mean, I don't know if you guys ever get it.
Let me double check with the verification department while you're on the phone, because they would know, if you need, because what that's for, that's not for building a website. That's for the Google verification. So Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into the area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. And when you send over, you know, your license or registration or insurance or even a picture of your work vehicle with a license plate, then Google trusts you and they say, okay, this is a real business in the area and we can publish them. So let me just double check, because if you've already sent a couple of things, that might be all that we need, but I'll ask them while we're on the phone. So if anything else is needed, I'll put client is on the phone and wants to know if we received his pictures for verification and if anything else is needed. Okay, so they usually will get back to me within, like, you know, 90 seconds or 2 minutes. So we'll see, depending on if they're in a morning meeting or not. But while I wait, your website is still up and running. So you have an option of getting on the first page of Google and just promoting the site that you have, or we could remove that site and then, you know, build a new one for you. But you wouldn't have threebrotherstreeservice.com since that company is not letting you use it. We could get something close to it, like threebrotherstreeservice.net or, you know, threebrotherstreeservicecorp.com or something like that. You know, we can get something close and build a new site, but a lot of people will just use their existing sites on the first page of Google. I see your site has your phone number on it, which is good. So the calls would still come to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a preference. So, you know, you don't have to decide right this second, but you could, you know, there's already a note in here that if you need a website, we would include it. So you could try to decide, you know, do you want to just, you know, promote this existing site or do you want us to build a new one? And then we would just take the one that you have off of the Google listing and off of Facebook and off of the directories that we're promoting. And then we would just put the new site on there.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's nothing you guys can do unless this guy that one helped me out building up the website helps, right? If that guy never allowed me, I cannot do any change, right?
Well, yeah, we can't do any changes to ThreeBrothersTreeService.com if we don't have access to it, right?
Yeah.
But we could attach ThreeBrothersTreeService.com to all the listings and then optimize the listings to get on the first page. So now the site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients.
And by doing that, you guys need to still, like, do a whole, like a whole website, or can you guys?
No, we could do a whole website and promote one that we would build, or we could just promote the site that you have. Because it doesn't matter if that guy is being cooperative with you or not, because the website's already up and running. We don't need him to do anything to the site, right? So the only thing we would need for the site is if you wanted to, like, stop working with him and have us build the site, then we would need access to it to build the site on that domain, on that web address. You know what I mean? But do you know, is he going to, like, eventually take this site down, or do you have it for a year, or do you know, like, what your term is on the site?
I think it's for a year, but, I mean, I don't know what he did, because, when we first, because he told me about this, he come up to me, he was like, look at my website, do you want this, something like that? I was like, sure. And then he did it, he's like, I want to use you, all your information and see what we can do. But the thing was, someone else already tried a little before trying to build a website on my old address using all my information. So that just up, that, you know, somebody was trying to create like some similar before with a different address. So that's why Google took that down again. And then he say, oh, I want to use all my information, like all my my emails and stuff like that to build your website. So he did. I think he used all his information. Now, I think I need to pay like yearly for that website.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I don't like about the site is at the top of the site, he has 2164 Lisa Drive on there. And I don't really like that. Usually tree services are home-based businesses, and that address is also conflicting with the address you gave us, which is 2124 Ted Jim Drive. So I think if you continue to promote this site the way it is, it might hurt your rankings because there's conflicting data on it, you know? So you might be better off to just, you know, have us make a new one for you and, you know, he could eventually take this one down. But he didn't give you an option to keep the web address, right? He said he didn't want to do that, or?
No, I think he can still give me the option to, I can try to talk to him, but like I don't get it. A lot of people.
If you want to keep the site, then you just tell him to, you know, first of all, update the address on it to the Ted Jim Drive so that everything matches. And then also, if that's a residence, just tell him to hide the address. So update it on the site so that the Google web crawlers don't find conflicting information, but then to hide it to the public, right? That way, you know, you don't have people, you know, coming to your house looking to hire you. You know, you usually home-based businesses have their address hidden.
Yeah, you're right. So after hearing that, here's a question. If we build a whole different one with you guys, if I decide to go with you guys, what's gonna happen with all the stuff I got in there, like all the, so you guys will be using a whole different, like different pictures and stuff like that, right?
Well, we could pull pictures off of the site that you have and use them for the new site. You know, let's say that you've already put, you know, before and after photos or a logo or things that you wanted to promote on your existing site. You could either A, send that information over to us and we would use it for the new site, or we would just pull information off the site and put it on the new one. But the verification department was letting me know that they're trying to claim your existing Google business page, but that's a process, and Google takes, you know, like 10 or 15 business days to get back to us. So he's requesting it again, but he said there's a hint for the person that has ownership to your Google business page. It's lssomething@gmail.com. So is that the guy that built your site or the company that built your site?
Yeah, that's the guy's name. That's the guy.
That's his email, right?
Yeah, that's his email.
Okay. So I'm going to send you an email that says, important, please add us to your Google business profile, and you can forward that to him. Well, actually, you've gotten this. Is this the one that he didn't want to like go in and give you access to?
Yeah.
Okay. He like legally can't do that. A Google business page, even if he created it, it's supposed to belong to the business. So you should have ownership of it, and he should be on there as a manager. And the same thing happens when you give us access. Three Brothers Tree Service remains the owner, and we just, you know, go in as a manager so that we can program it to get on the first page. You see what I mean? So he should be able to, you know, you should just tell him, like, look, I'll send this to you again, but you could tell him, rather than forwarding him this email, you could just keep this email for your records. And then tell him, I want to be the owner of my Google business page because it belongs to my company, and then I want you to be a manager. And then once he switches the ownership, then you could go in using the email and, you know, add Local Splash as a manager too, you know? So,
yeah.
But in the meantime, we're requesting, you know, to kind of gain access to it through the back door, through Google, but that takes a little bit of time, you know? So, I mean, eventually we will get access to it, but it just, you know, we have to go through the process. It's much faster and much easier if you could get us added, you know, on your end. So, other than that, I'm seeing that we're still having trouble with the payment. Do you know when that's going to be able to process?
I mean, first, let me see if, because I want to see if it's going to work, like, we can make this work. You know, like.
So that's not really an option on your end because, first off, this will work because we're a premier partner to Google, right? So we have a support staff on site at Google. This is what we specialize in. We specialize in getting access to Google business pages and getting them ranked on the first page. So there's no question that if it's going to work or not, it will absolutely work. But again, we have to go through the process that Google has for us. But in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So right now, there was a $299 past due balance on the account, which I helped you out with a little bit, and we took off the Facebook ads, so we reduced that to $199. But come May 30th, that's going to reoccur to $398, and that's going to continue to do so until this settles. So I wouldn't want it to become, you know, a huge issue to your business and your credit and all that and continue to rack up a bunch of charges in the meantime. So one thing I can do to help you out is once this does pay, I can push the next billing out 30 days for you. So that way you wouldn't have the next May 30th payment hitting, you know, I never like it when somebody has two payments within the same month, right? And today's the 14th already. So I wouldn't want you to pay on May 14th and then pay again on May 30th, right? That's two payments too close together. So while the account's in suspension, I can't do anything with the billing. The 30th is your billing date. It continues to charge each month on the 30th and rack up charges. But once this does settle, I can push that next billing out for you to help you out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I tried to talk to the guy and see if he can,
please,
you know, give me his access to it, and let's see. And see what he says.
Okay, so James just told me he's in our verification department. He said since we tried the verification process a few times already, but it's still not appearing, he's going to make a new Google business page that matches this one. And then once we do that, we're going to merge them so that you're only going to have one listing, but we'll have access to it. So you're going to be the owner and we'll have access. So let me ask him, how long does that process take? I'll ask him. He said that this is going to be better. So he's going to, so just in case your guy says that, you know, he's not going to add you as an owner or something, then don't worry about it. We're going to create a new one and then just merge them for you. But we'll just see what he says about the process and how long it takes here.
Okay.
Which is good because you already have 6 Google reviews on your page. So once we merge them, all of that is going to stay with your business. So that's great. So, okay. Well, I think we have a good game plan. So, you know, talk to that guy and then get back to me whenever you can. And then once you get this payment taken care of, I'll push the next billing out 30 days for you. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. And then you have your homework, too, to tell him to take that old address off your site because that's only hurting you at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. I'll talk
okay.
to him.
Okay. All right. Have a great day, Juan.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.